You are now listening to The Social Scene with Jay-Z here at Jay-Z Social Enterprises.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I am so excited to have a fabulous guest on the line who is the Executive Director of Nutrition and author of the fabulous book, The Plan, Lynn Jeanette. Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Jackie?
Good. Thanks so much for coming on. I'm so excited to have you and learn about all these fabulous facts. I mean, I have the book myself, but, you know, it's good to just inform our audience about it. So how did The Plan come together?
Well, I started off as a regular nutritionist, and healthy foods made you healthy. And if you gained weight or you got sick, we always blamed the unhealthy foods. And what wound up happening was I got a BlackBerry, and I opened up a holistic health center. And what I decided to do was, rather than just have people see me once a week or once a month, I would just tell them to email me daily and let me know how they were feeling. And what I started to notice were certain patterns with reactions to foods. And I started to notice that a large majority of people were doing very poorly with foods like black beans and salmon and Greek yogurt. And this was really counter to what I had been taught. So what I actually started to do was track each person's response and then note how many people were having the same poor response to foods. And I started to notice that 85% of the people I worked with were having a bad reaction to black beans or salmon or Greek yogurt. And by a bad reaction, I mean a lot of weight gain, 2-3 pounds when they'd been losing half a pound a day. But not only were they gaining a lot of weight without changing the caloric value of a day, but they were also having an exacerbation of their health symptoms. So if somebody had migraines, they would get a migraine and 2-pound weight gain with black beans. If somebody had arthritis, they would have an arthritic flare-up and 2 pounds when they had salmon. So it was pretty interesting to start noting these individual responses. And I'd been studying inflammation for about 5 years prior to that because I was just fascinated by the subject. And I started to wonder, is it possible that these foods could actually be causing an inflammatory response? Now, prior to that, the ideology was that obesity caused inflammation. But what I was seeing were healthy foods were causing inflammation and were causing people to gain weight, and a lot of weight. And when I identified these foods that didn't work for an individual's chemistry, and I took that food out, they would lose weight, and a lot of weight, a lot faster than a traditional diet. You know, in the first 7 days of the plan, it's very easy to lose 7 pounds if you have weight to lose. And that's eating over 2,000 calories a day, every single day. So it was amazing to see and to sort of track this progress. And after working with a few hundred people, I developed the template that's now known as the plan.
I think it's so interesting because, you know, when you hear black beans, salmon, I mean, you and I have talked about this previously, like those are known for being such healthy foods.
I was a vegetarian for a good 20 years, and it's amazing that it was a good thing I was a vegetarian when I was younger, because as we age, it becomes harder to digest certain foods like black beans, and that's actually part of the ideology of the plan, is understanding that it's chemistry, your chemical reactions to food, and not calories. And as we age, we start to lose digestive enzymes. So the foods and the diets that might have worked for us in our teens and our 20s just become more problematic as we age.
So interesting. You know, because is that theory actually true that your body changes every few years?
Well, what we find on the plan is certainly there are people that are born more inflammatory. So do I have people that have more food sensitivities as they're younger? Absolutely. But almost everyone hits what I call inflammatory speed bumps. And this is when certain foods become harder to digest. So 25 is the first major one. And then most people hit another one around 35, another one around 42, and another one around 50. And certainly women have the joy of being more sensitive to foods because we have so many hormonal fluctuations.
Interesting. So how did you discover those numbers?
It was, once again, the plan is all about tracking data.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do when somebody works one-on-one with me or with one of my staff is we email daily. And with this daily email, we track information. And at this point, of course, we've worked with hundreds and thousands of people. And this tracking of the data allows us to see certain consistencies, certain patterns. And so the plan is really just, you know, figuring out what works for the majority of the people. And of course, that doesn't mean that something isn't going to work out for you. For example, while salmon may not work for 85% of the population, if you're the 15% it works for, who cares?
Right.
It's all about what works for you.
Right.
But what we're trying to do in the beginning of the plan is we're trying to allow the body to heal as much as possible. Because the plan never started off as a weight loss plan. It just started off as a way for people to get healthier.
Right.
And we just noticed that by omitting these inflammatory foods, people also lost a lot of weight, which was exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I also really like, you know, your whole holistic approach. Like, no, you don't really push supplements. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, we believe that, and certainly it's a very strong proponent of the plan to rotate or react. And what winds up happening is our chemistry can actually be pretty delicate. And if we keep consuming the same foods or the same supplements daily, what can wind up happening with foods is that we can start to develop food sensitivities, which can then turn into food allergies. Right. So if you eat eggs every day, you're probably going to at some point develop an egg sensitivity. It's the same thing with supplements, and you can easily become over-medicated on supplements. When you're on the plan, what's fascinating is the foods that work best for you, and we call those your friendly foods, those are actually foods that you probably have slight nutritional deficiencies in. So if you have a deficiency in zinc and selenium and iron and B12, then lamb is probably going to work really wonderfully for you. And if you have a deficiency in iodine, then cod is probably going to work for you. So the need for taking these supplements certainly becomes much less. But what I find very frightening about the supplement industry is, you know, we're all trying to be healthy. We're not taking supplements to get sick.
Right.
And when I hear information like daily use of calcium can cause a myocardial infarction, which
is
a heart attack. Vitamin E, which we were told 10, 15 years ago to take to prevent heart attacks, has now been shown to increase risk of heart attacks. A multivitamin can lessen your lifespan by 5 years. This is not why we're shelling out all of this money. So unless something is absolutely needed, I don't believe it should be taken. Now, that being said, I think supplements are a wonderful short-term catalyst to help the body get to where it needs to be.
Right.
For instance, if I'm starting to feel sick, I'm going to take zinc. As soon as I feel better, it's back in the fridge.
Right.
Right. If I have a yeast reaction, I'm going to take a probiotic. But nobody should be taking a probiotic daily. That's just, if you're having that much of an issue with your gut and with your flora, what you're doing by taking this supplement is just putting a Band-Aid on an underlying cause. And that underlying cause is reactive foods, it's candida, it could be taking too many Advil. I mean, there are multiple reasons why. And what the plan teaches you is how your body reacts to stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand that, how you can make smarter choices.
Right. Very, very interesting. Now, one thing I noticed too that you recommend is the cod. Is it cod liver, the pill to take, or something that's good for your kidneys?
No, we definitely do not recommend cod liver.
Okay, definitely not.
cod liver is actually, but you bring up something that's fascinating. It's very easy to, because this kind of goes back to where we were with supplements. It's very easy for fatty vitamins like vitamin A to actually get stored in our fat. So cod liver oil, which is very rich in vitamin A, you could easily overdose on that and then have vitamin A toxicity. So once again, that's an example, right, of something that we think, oh, cod liver oil, it's great.
Right.
Well, it might not be. But as far as what we do recommend 1 to 2 times a year, we do recommend a liver cleanse, and that could be something as simple as drinking dandelion tea or lemon juice and water in the morning, or doing something a little bit stronger, like taking, you know, a compounded liver detoxifier. And that's great because the liver is responsible for over 500 functions, and two of which we're really concerned with on the plan, it's hormonal balance and your metabolism.
Very interesting. I'm just, honestly, I'm taking this all in. I'm always, I always get inspired talking to you, Lynn. So thank you for sharing all these awesome facts. So you've also been on Dr. Oz, right? And Fox, yes, and all that kind of stuff. So how long did it take, you know, from start to finish to actually put the book together?
Well, you know, it was really wonderful. I was lucky enough to have some media, some press about me in Moore magazine. Until then, I was just this little nutritionist working up in this holistic health center way up in Harlem. And when the Moore article came out, and I said stuff like, oatmeal is the devil. And it was funny because the day that article came out, I was getting 800 emails a day, every single day. And literally, I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd work to 9 o'clock at night answering emails, and then I'd go right to bed. And I wound up hiring one of my former clients to help me out in the office. And next thing I knew, people were saying, oh, you need to write a book. And that was super exciting. And that whole process probably took about a year and a half. And what was interesting about Dr. Oz, and certainly really wonderful about him, was that many people, many TV shows, when they were approached and they said, you know, we'd like to have you have Lynn Janae on your show. And they said, no, we can't do that.
Really?
They said, we love her idea. This is amazing. This is fascinating. And it makes sense. But we can't have her on because we're telling people every day to eat salmon and Greek yogurt and oatmeal. And we can't look like we don't know what we're talking about.
Right. That's so interesting.
Isn't it? So it was amazing. Dr. Oz was just so great. And he actually said on the show, you know, I've been telling my patients to have these foods. And what I should be telling them instead is to listen to their bodies.
Yeah. Well, and that totally makes sense. I mean, he's a doctor. Shouldn't he be doing that?
Right. But I mean, I found that to be very, very humble of him and very wonderful. And that's actually what the plan is about. It's learning how to decipher what your body is telling you. And weight is only one of the ways. Migraines, joint pain, constipation, depression, these are all caused by food. And when you can identify the foods that don't work for you, your life literally can change.
Right. Well, I mean, another thing too, I mean, especially because you're a nutritionist, you're probably a strong believer that stress is a huge thing too that doesn't help with weight loss, right?
I'm sorry, that what?
That stress, it never helps.
I'm
sorry,
I thought you said sex. And oh. That would be the opposite.
No, stress.
Yes, heightened levels of cortisol enacts long-term fat storage. It skews our hormone, attacks our thyroid function. And all of that, that whole nasty domino cycle, what it does is it starts to kick up yeast. And yeast is part of our microbiome. That's our gut, where 70% of our immune system resides. So absolutely, heightened levels of stress do a lot. And what we find is very interesting. The main causes of heightened levels of stress, of course, would be the things we normally think about, right? You know, stressful day at work or a fight with the boyfriend or, you know, trouble with your parents or your spouse. The second would be eating an inflammatory food because reactive foods actually enact heightened levels of cortisol. And that's how you can gain 2 pounds, say, from that Greek yogurt, and it stays on as actual weight. But another interesting factor is overexercise. And exercising too intensely can once again cause those cortisol levels to rise. So it's really fascinating. One of our favorite things to recommend for heightened levels of cortisol would be to take SAMe. And just to take it when you need it. It's a big joke in our office that on Mondays we all take SAMe, and on Tuesdays it's back in the fridge.
For people who don't understand what SAMe is, can you elaborate a little bit?
Yes, SAMe is something that you can find that is basically promotes a natural byproduct in the body that diminishes as we age. And SAMe has been used in Italy since the 50s as a natural antidepressant. And it's something that we've been working with for quite a while on the plan. What's exciting about SAMe is that it will immediately start to mitigate your response to stress. And so that's why we say it's definitely something that you can take on an as-needed basis. And when you can start to change your physiological response to heightened levels of cortisol, that is incredible. What it is, it's made in the body from a reaction between methionine, which is an amino acid, and adenosine triphosphate. But like I said, this diminishes as we age. These levels drop. So you can supplement on an as-needed basis with SAMI, and we find that for most people, about 600 milligrams will work. And you know, it's really important, just like we take the SAMI on Mondays, for people to identify if there are periods of stress. For instance, if you're in college and midterms are coming up, or if you're an accountant, we say start taking SAMI in January and take it straight through to April 15th. If you're experiencing, you know, grief or sorrow, it's wonderful at that point to understand what's going on in your life and then to make an informed choice. Yes, I'm going to take SAMI today, but tomorrow it's going to go back in the fridge.
It's funny how it gets refrigerated too.
You know, a lot of times what winds up happening is that these vitamins can be affected by heat and by moisture. So we just say to keep it in the fridge, and that will extend the shelf life of it, basically. And then you don't have to worry about it really starting to lose efficacy.
Right. Well, that's really good to know, you know, for everybody that's listening as well. So, you know, if I was interested, I mean, obviously I know how the company works now with you guys, but if a client wanted to come in for a consultation, how does that work?
Well, we have people really all over the country. We even just hired our first staff member in Canada. We love our Canadian planners.
That's awesome.
You can email, yeah, she's awesome, Dr. Tonya. You can email info@lynnjenet.com. That's LYNGENET.com. And one of our office staff will help set you up with what really works out to be the best program for you. Like I said, you know, the book at this point has helped over 500,000 people find the best path for them. But certain people have a more unique chemistry and need that additional help. And for those people that need the additional help, my staff and I are here.
That's so great. You know, Lynn, you really started like a whole new generation of holistic things. I think it's awesome, your whole program.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I love the work that I do. And it's so gratifying to see on a daily basis how just food can help heal people.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I wanted to touch too before, you know, we start closing out, but you were telling me how people do the program and foods that they used to love. Like you said, one of these clients you had, they had pizza after your program and they couldn't even enjoy it because their whole, right, wasn't it their whole body changed? And like, it,
you know, your whole palate changes. And if you still love pizza, that's fine, too. I remember one woman saying that she was told that for pretty much the rest of her life, she would need to be on antidepressants, and she was having a lot of muscular pain. And she did something that is totally counter to my ideology. She says, Lynn, I know you don't want to hear it, but I still have 2 Diet Cokes a day, and I love them, but I feel great. And really, that's what it's about. It's about finding your own balance. It's not about being perfect, but it is about honoring your body. So if that pizza doesn't taste good anymore, don't eat it. And if it still tastes good, eat it.
Right.
Just make sure, right? Just make sure that you are always doing good things for your body when you can.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you came on today. And everybody definitely check out the plan. And there's also a planned cookbook, right, Lynn? We didn't talk about that very much.
Well, the planned cookbook, what wound up happening was everybody's like, Lynn, this is amazing. I want to get my whole family on the plan. I want to get my friends on the plan. This is incredible. Can you expand the recipes from the original book? And then I also had a lot of requests like, Lynn, I'm missing Chinese food. I'm missing Mexican food. Can you reinterpret these recipes and make them low inflammatory? So that's what the book is. There's recipes like huevos rancheros and red velvet cupcakes and a spicy orange beef stir fry. But all of these recipes contain the least inflammatory ingredients based on my research.
Amazing.
So you could literally have those red velvet cupcakes for breakfast.
Amazing. It's not a bad gig for sure, especially if it's healthy, right? So awesome, Lynn. Thanks again so much for coming on. Tell everybody how they could follow you on your social media and also, you know, your website so they could come and sign up for a consultation and get in touch with you guys.
Well, you can certainly sign up for our newsletter at www.lynnjenet.com. That's LYNGENET.com. On Twitter, I'm at Lynn Genet. and on Facebook, we're the Lingenae Plan.
Awesome. All right, everybody, make sure to check this out. It's definitely worth your time, and why not change your life and your lifestyle? You only feel better, right, Lynn?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time.
On The Social Scene. The Social Scene. We promote and tell you what's trending now with Jay-Z.